Report: Federal agents have sufficient evidence to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes, false gun statement. By Wendell Hasebo on October 6, 2022. Federal agents reportedly have sufficient evidence to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes and making false statements regarding a gun purchase. The decision of whether Hunter will ultimately be charged is up to Trump-appointed United States Attorney David Weiss. Individuals with knowledge of the probe told The Washington Post in a Thursday report. Weiss was appointed to the position in 2017. Hunter is reportedly under investigation for tax fraud, money laundering, and gun and foreign lobbying violations. Hunter has reportedly tried to settle the case out of court and has paid $1 million to the IRS to evade conviction or a long sentence. President Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland has refused to say whether a special counsel should be placed over the investigation to maintain a just probe. A special counsel would provide distance from Joe Biden and the investigation into Hunter and the Biden family business dealings. Hunter's attorney Chris Clark did not dispute the potential charges but blamed the Justice Department for leaking to the press, a similar tactic the DOJ has used during its investigations of former President Donald Trump. It is a federal felony for a federal agent to leak information about a grand jury investigation such as this one, Clark told the Post. We expect the Department of Justice will diligently investigate and prosecute such bad actors. As is proper and legally required, we believe the prosecutors in this case are diligently and thoroughly weighing not just evidence provided by agents, but also all the other witnesses in this case, including witnesses for the defense. That is the job of the prosecutors. They should not be pressured, rushed, or criticized for doing their job. Clark also claimed he has not been contacted by any federal agent. Therefore, a rendition of the case from such an agent is inherently biased, one-sided, and inaccurate, he said. It is regrettable that law enforcement agents appear to be violating the law to prejudice a case against a person who is a target simply because of his family name. The report comes after Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, stated last month he believes former FBI agent Timothy Thibault shut down a totally separate probe that is likely unrelated to the ongoing criminal probe concerning reported tax fraud by the president's son. Grassley said Thibault's alleged shutting down of the laptop probe calls into question what U.S. Attorney Weiss is actually investigating. Questions still remain if any probe into Hunter will implicate President Joe Biden. Joe Biden and his staff have claimed seven times the president has had no part in the family business, but he has been involved in at least 17 instances. 62% of registered voters believe Joe Biden likely consulted and perhaps profited from Biden family business deals. 60% said Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.